Yeah, one shocking thing is neither the executive order nor these bills do anything to reunite families with children who are separated now. None of them address this. That's how unresponsive they are to this humanitarian crisis that Trump has created. The second point, I probably shouldn't have used the word reunification. I guess the policy in the executive order and in these bills is to keep families together by putting them in jail together, and that's reprehensible. And our representative, John Katko, is complicit in this because he's been crafting this bill that does nothing but restrict immigration further and doesn't reunify the families that have been separated. He is not standing up to Trump. He's cooperating with him by giving him everything that he wanted, so that he's allowed this effort to use cruelty to children as a lever to force Congress to enact despicable policies. He's going right along with this, and I find that very disappointing.